Now, let's get into some hard facts here. There's a chart put up by my colleagues in High Weirdness by Mail, but it's only the bottom-up chart. There is another chart, the top-down identity of the power bureaucracy in the West chart, which has never seen the light of publication other than Bob Marshall's newsletter. And this chart features an explanation of what's happening today. You see, as of 1945, the secret government in the top-down level was a solar government. The front was the United Nations, but the figure for that was national identity, hence decentralizing, decolonizing, breaking up the old Western empires, and allowing these little countries to have a nation, hence many nations in the United Nations. But those were the figures for the ground of the secret solar government. Now, what was the technological government for that? Radio and movies. That's in the 40s and 50s. Now, the symptoms of that was the Cold War, the information war of television, which was all World War III. Now, when you have a situation where the ground is hidden and the figures are available, you'll have a war going on. And the war is a decentralizing of the previous ground. Now, when something's decentralized, it means the authority and the tight center, the center that cannot hold, Yeats told us about, it always can hold. But it appears that it's not holding in the obsolete forms. So war breaks out among the obsolete forms. So you have to decentralize the world government when you have a solar government. And this happened in 45. Then in 1960, the secret government ironically became a technology, the laser beam itself. Therefore, the figure was world government, but it was a solar stage. The technological government was television, and the symptoms were an awareness of pollution and the decentralizing of the solar government, which meant war on the solar government level, which led to Dr. Beter's Battle of the Harvest Moon. Then in 1977, the year of the Battle of the Harvest Moon, the secret government, the secret ground, was mass man. Now, mass man does not mean quantity. It means traveling at the speed of light, instant access everywhere. So mass man itself, like the computer environment, which garbage in, garbage out, feeds on its own products. In other words, mass man now was a gaping maw, a huge discarnate icon eating itself.
A maw?
M-A-W. Uh-huh. You know, a gaping, hungry maw. That's why we had the proliferation of cable and all these various fiber optic technologies giving us a surfeit of imagery and sound.
Something had to fill that maw.
The maw of mass man eating himself, okay. Right? Maw, there's the...
great word. That's like hoiked. That's one of my favorite
words. You like that hoik word? So the maw was hoiked up as a secret ground. So what would be the figures? Well, the figures would be solar government on the universal stage, hence the retrieval of the solar outer space ghetto and movies like George Lucas's Star Wars movies. That was an anesthetic, a rearview mirror replay of the fun of the 40s and 50s, of the battles of the solar government, which now were a comforting figure. The technological government in the phase of mass man was the computer. And therefore, what happened? You had the decentralizing of the universal government. Now, what would be the universal government? That would be both inner and outer spaces, interior other dimensions, not just our dimension, and the external dimension of our own sensory life on a corporate level. In other words, the battle between the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere, the battle of the brains, interior. As it may seem, its effects were external. Hence, you had the collapse of both the astral plane and the causal plane, the interior universal government, those guys who usher you in and out of this dimension when you die, you know, what they call the bardos. That's the universal government. Well, they, under the incredible post-angelic situation of the extension of humanity's central nervous system called mass man, permeated both inner and outer space, creating as a side effect the hypnosis Carlos Castaneda via the hypnosis of synchronicity, the matching of inner and outer, an exchange of inner and outer, a feeling that things were happening to you and were telling you what to do, even though apparently it wasn't anything to do with you. That's synchronicity, right? Now, that was a normal symptom of battle shock under universal government collapse. You see how this stuff is so crystalline, clear, yet muddled, but but tasteful and accurate. It's articulate is what I'm doing.
Poignant.
I am a poet. I'm a poet. Don't ma yet.
You are the world's greatest artist.
Yes, I just want to finish the theme here.
Ma.
So as a result of the mass man secret ground creating universal stage with the figure of solar government, technological government computer, and the decentralizing of the universal government, hence the battle of the channels, Ramtha and the boys, they're late. Late showers. This battle has been going on between cosmic awareness and the evergreens since 1974, okay? That's the collapse of the universal government. And we come to the final phase. The final ground is the second coming, which the chart here lists as today. But this chart was done in 1986, so today was then and is today. It's forever today. The second coming, the true characteristics of the second coming, as defined by Bob, is perpetual change. And that's the state we have now, which leads to a figure of the universal government, which is the Reagan Pope image, super iconic man, the cartoon images I talked about right. 2 weeks mm-hmm. ago. The stage for universal government figure is myth, and the technological government is satellite. Now, myth doesn't mean an image hoiked up as an anesthetic or a concept to rest your brain on. You know, the old idea of myth as a superstition. Myth is the actual structure of inner, outer, and both and plus, working as a support for you and them under discarnate conditions. The best we can come up with is the symptoms are a battle between the devil and the God, the battle between the state versus the church being the internal temporal bureaucracy, and the state being the external military bureaucracy, the battle between the Pentagon and the Pope, and the overriding collective symptom is waiting for a horrible moment. But it's balanced off by the second coming, or the retrieval factor. Not just the second coming of Jesus, but of everything. Therefore, the future is the past. Today is a retrieval of everything. And that is all in one syllable, Bob. Bob is every sentence, every phrase, every sound, every note, every paragraph, every theme, every idea, every percept. That is what is happening now under endless retrieving, perpetual change. And that's the chart. And you heard it first here.